Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a nice pudding and a chance to get over the hangover. So we have pudding on Thursday, so we have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday back to normal. Okay, so pudding's over, we are approaching Pesach. So, you know, the lingua franca of Pesach is a absolutely massive topic. So there's no way in the two shiurim are available to us until the end of tomorrow. We're going to learn the whole of Pesach. So, let's try and take a little look maybe at least one of the simonim that the Shulchan Aruch decided to pick. The simon, which he entitled the Hachonis, the preparations for the Leil HaSeir. Preparations for the Leil HaSeir. So we'll look at some of the items that we need to get in store for the Leil HaSeir, what we need to get ready, how we need to get it ready, etc. So let's take a little look. We'll begin with the first halacha you mentioned. Yahadir Ata Yai Yofe Lisbeth Arba Kwisis. So obviously the first thing you need to have in stock is a good supply of wine for the Arba Kwisis. Everybody needs to drink 4 cups. So you need plenty of wine. Yahadir Ata Yai Yofe. One should make an effort to get hold of good wine for Arba Kwisis. So let's begin by summarizing some of the halachos of wine, some of the things that I spoke about in the question. Some of the shadows that we come up nowadays, which are relevant to the type of wine we're going to use for our verses. Let's begin with one point which is discussed already in the Shulchan Aruch. There are types of wine called in Shulchan Aruch called Mavushal, Yain Mavushal, cooked wine, and another wine which is always mentioned along with it called Kunditu, which is a type of flavoured or sweetened wine which has sugar and maybe spices added to it. And there is already a Machlokes Rishonim whether this wine, cooked wine and sweetened wine, is kosher for Kiddush and equally so for Arba Kwisis. Now, the baseline halacha, we paskin, it's Machlokes Rishonim as we said, but we paskin that these types of wine are kosher for Kiddush and are kosher for Arba Kwisis. So one can use Yain Mavushal, one can use wine which has sugar added. Nevertheless,
is it across the board or different in Hagim?
It could be there a different problem about it. This is the, as far as I remember, the details of it, the Shulchan Aruch mentions two opinions, I think, without giving any ruling. And the Ramah writes that the Minhagim is to be lenient in this matter. So at least in a situation where both of the wines are of the same quality. It does indicate that if the other wine you have available if they are of equal quality, then one should prefer the one which is not cooked, which is not sweetened, because that's good according to everybody. But if the cooked one or the sweetened one is better quality, one can go with that. Meaning, in other words, the main principle is that in Ikar Adin, we pass them that all these wines are kosher. Okay, I don't want to get involved in this discussion again. We've got so spattered in there. I'll tell you what is better, what defines better quality. Okay.
Just very
simple. Yeah.
That guy in West Ham.
Yeah.
Manchester. Just the Meister, some Meister. That if you want to survive with 4 cups of wine, the optimal way to survive it, if swimming a drinking wine, is to have, you say, a good quality French dry wine. So what's he used?
Okay.
And I never, for a thing, I never get a headache, nothing.
Dry wine.
French dry wine.
I've also heard the dry wine. French, I didn't hear that.
Really? Well, he's French.
Yeah, everybody likes their cane and muffin, unusual. But I have heard that dry wine is better than the sweet wine, and it goes more to the head. Yeah.
I just like announcement that the Rebbe caught for every year, for less than years.
Yes.
Warn everybody not to buy low level alcohol wine.
But
mix yourself.
Mix yourself.
Buy normal wine, buy juice and mix yourself. Why? Because he didn't know what kind of mix there. Maybe
it's not the water.
Maybe it is not, you won't be used
to it. I also don't know what it is exactly, those types of low alcohol wine.
It is 3%, 4%. Actually, he said, avoid.
Better to do the mixture yourself.
Avoid.
Okay. But I'll tell you, you might hear of people who are medaktik, who are the priests, or generally forgiven to find the wine that's not mabushal, to find the wine that's not sweet, and they want to be particular for these shishas who are more stringent, but the ikar they want doesn't have. That's just add to this.
I love the wine that there is as well. In Kutas as much of a pro or non mabushal. You can cannot get pure mabushal, it's basically just special.
All the
quality wines, even in the cheap range, and in Carmel, or most of the things you should get, with all their training,
I love it. And it's basically pasteurization. This is simple pasteurization. The person can say, some person can say does not have a hint of a bushel. So a lot of wine is not a bushel. Let's also just add, if somebody has coming to their table, somebody who might be concerned what their hint is if they touch the wine, then it is highly recommended to have wine which is a bushel. Yeah.
What is when you say Mebushala is stock? Is it just
Mebushala?
No, pasteurization.
So
it's pasteurization. So it's subject to a lot of things, basically. Some points in the whole that pasteurization does not have a bit of Mebushala. There's also pasteurization, obviously. Yeah.
Okay.
And it brings it to a particular temperature very quickly, and very quickly cools it down. So it makes very, very minimal difference to the quality of the wine, doesn't hardly loses any content, there's no bubbling, there's very little steam, that's what pasteurization is.
Okay.
So it's a question in question whether this had a din of mabushal, which is relevant to all types of things, relevant to hokus, yeah, I guess that's some yeinom. With it, the eye of mabushal now that it cannot become forbidden by being touched by a laundry, etc. Is it called the eye of mabushal? It's also relevant to the level of learning now. Whether it's this category of the eye of mabushal, which according to some rishonim, isn't kosher for kiddush or not. I think it's the exact same shilas. These two things go together. The question who are, let's say, stringent in the ayinetet, they say it's not called mabushal, but also say it's not called mabushal as regards this halakha, and it's perfectly mabushal according to all the shits.
There's no one mabushal out there, because I think they're all mabushal.
There are ones that are the original, or at least the greater level than average pasteurized.
Most wine vineyards are either pasteurized. Most are not pasteurized.
Okay, let's.
But that seems right.
The
mabushal is in
mabushal.
If it's not like
in mabushal,
then.
Okay, let's move on then. Yeah. So, other types of wine discussed in halakha, we know in the times of Chazal, there was such a thing as diluting your wine, the wine was very strong. And they added to a certain measure of water, and in those times indeed one was dafka meant to add the water. Nowadays it's not recommended to add any water to our wines, our grape juices that we're buying from the store, because we don't know already how diluted they might already be, etc., etc. So not recommended to add any water whatsoever to the wine. And what about grape juice? Is grape juice kosher for arba koisos? So again, me'ikar adin, it is kosher. It is kosher for arba koisos. One does not need me'ikar adin, a number of riyas. The me'ikar adin, one does not need specifically a grape product which is alcoholic. Grape juice is also good. There is a particular preference to what we call 100% natural grape juice, which is really a drop more expensive. Which some poskim had cooking on the very simple grape juice. That's what either one could look for. In addition, there are opinions, which again is a hidur, it's not absolutely fair. There are opinions who maintain that one does need for arba koisos specifically, more than kiddush the whole year round, one does need specifically an alcoholic beverage. They maintain that it's meant to be a type of mashke hamestameach, derech cheirus, and therefore one needs specifically an alcoholic beverage. So that a higur, a kumra, not a ikadin. Some of you find it difficult, doesn't have to do that. Yeah. And also, let's now talk about this, brings us to the mixing with the grape juice, which we spoke about a few minutes ago. Now, what can be the kindest, even if one doesn't want to have full cups of wine, is you can take the wine and dilute it with grape juice. So you have effectively a low alcohol wine, which also fulfills this kumra, but it's not so alcoholic and therefore easier to drink.
I just like a situation. The most of people who use grape juice,
yeah,
they have some medical or other things,
yeah,
like that, right?
For them, probably the person who said you're not permitted to do it.
Right, certainly.
Right, now, let's assume that person is very healthy.
Yeah.
No problem at all. But he like tasted. So right now, Lahathila, he can go also with the drug.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he can go also with it. If he wants to be back, he can be back with that.
Except presumably, for the Kiddush one, first of the four cups, if he's making it, if he's making a Kiddush, then what you just said, he really should have wine in that Kiddush cup, for the first cup.
Yeah.
The Kiddush should be on wine. You
said. No, it's not a good cup. Every Kiddush grape juice is good. You make every Kiddush all year round on grape juice. You don't have to use wine. There's a certain hiddush you buy all year round.
What were you saying about
that? No, I'm saying there's an extra hiddush in arbokosis to use wine. Because the arbokosis are supposed to be an Indian of their tails, since now, so that it's a particular added hiddle to use wine. It could be the kind that are using some wine and adding grape juice, and then you have a low alcohol wine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just add one other point, which is interesting and not so well known, which is that also the ikarabin one can use for arbokosis is something called tamar nadina. The same way that we have in however, this is only in a situation, this has been a very sharp and hard situation where there is no wine and no grape juice available, probably unlikely to come to that situation. But in the same fashion that we know of other types of kosher bracha, in the type of sharp and hard situation where you have no wine, no grape juice, you can use tamari as the national drink.
Vodka
is not practical, and beer, here we are, we're talking about pizza. So we can't use beer, so this, it becomes a little bit theoretical. In principle, one can use any sharp as a cut, one can use Tamar Medina. Do we have and can we identify something that's certainly Tamar Medina, which was also pizza? So maybe, right, it's hard, the mice of the Cypriot halakha, the mice that find it difficult to say with certainty and with absolute confidence about any particular drink that one can certainly deem it commodity. So maybe Coca-Cola, someone to say that absolutely natural fruit juices, like orange juice,
grapefruit
juice, are considered in Israel commodity. But this is all in a very sharp and flat situation. Either somebody that possibly does not have any wine, any grape juice, or in addition, somebody who is absolutely not shy of going to drink the arbokosis, the great view on Mishnah Berurah says, although the Shulchan Aruch writes that one should make an extra effort and push oneself to have the arbokosis, even if it's difficult, Mishnah Berurah writes that any bichlal there, not included in this, somebody who's going to be noifil the Mishnah. Somebody who's going to be literally ill, that he's going to have to lie in bed, does not have to drink the arbokosis. And at very least, one should have this type of marmadini, you certainly don't lose.
You know, so the nurse situation back in the Soviet Union, what
they
did.
Yeah, what they did.
They take raisins.
Oh.
And they put hot water and keep a few days.
Right, so that's famous. That is particular, because that is what we call.
It is what
raisin wine.
That's raisin wine, and raisin wine is perfectly kosher the kapkir. In fact, very much so. Not just in the Soviet Union, it's much more even in times gone back, it was very common to use raisin wine. I imagine the grapes were not so easily available in the whole of Europe.
But better in Europe, they don't have kosher wine.
Right, and in the cold parts of Europe, grapes probably weren't so easily available. Raisins, they maybe had imported from the hotter countries, and they produced raisin wine, was very common, and that is kosher. That's an easy answer for somebody who doesn't have, or is in a place where wine isn't available. They can buy grape juice, they can buy raisins. Cook it up and produce raisin wine.
It can become alcoholic.
It can become alcoholic. I'm not sure if when you cook it.
Yeah, it could. It depends how long it can come.
In the question, there's two slightly different ways to describe producing this raisin wine. You can leave it to soak for a number of days, in which case I imagine it can become alcoholic. There's also another way that you can cook it. Not sure what would happen then, whether then it can also become alcoholic. I don't know. But those are the two ways. So Tendra Rabbi Eloi says that he needed to wrap a towel or something around his head for a long time, and Pesach till Shavuos, because he was particular to drink wine. Nevertheless, he wasn't so ill when he had to lie in bed. Because he could go around and do his everyday activity. He had it. This is pretty bad, so it lasted for these officials. But somebody who's going through mother's ill doesn't have.
If you only drink wine, you don't become too sick. If you drink water straight afterwards.
Okay, glass of water helps to.
There's another technique, because you're talking about alcoholism.
Yeah.
If you go to a party, and when you need to drink,
yeah.
Take a tablespoon of oil.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
And after that, you can drink as a, you get, okay. Okay. Because all this is covered by oil, and on the whole, not just penetrated.
We should have had this discussion before.
I don't like to spoil
people's voices. Okay, let's just complete this thing. So, we spoke a little bit about the type of wine which we're looking for. The engaged peninsula continues to kiss in the first heat. The engaged peninsula, the eyes hover in the offer, come out of the bottle. If one is able to find red wine, which is as good quality and as tasty as the white wine, the government kosher come out of the and its level of kashrus is as good as the white wine. Mixed with body ocean in the lava, it is preferable to use red wine over white wine. Shanael Light says in the process, Alkiri, Yai, Kis, Adom, Tilok. Look at wine is set when it is red, i.e., wine is preferable, it is considered more better. Shane Yai, when it's red. Mashmash Hashi, Usich, and Yai, Rukishu, other in the achievement of wine is when it's red. But all the Pishi, Yetway, Zeta, and Adam, in particular, Pisak reason is a reminder of the Dam, so of Kari, Shaykh, Yalbis, and Israel. In the Dio Shaibe, the place which are always fictional story, where the foolish Gentiles come up with treacherous ideas, the Halal are really shoring them to make blood libels, Nimlu, the Likat, the Eye, other the Pesa, we withhold from taking white, red wine to Pesa, rather we take white wine. While the added Nikudo of Halakha, the Maisa over here, might be somebody who wishes to prefer really the taste of the white wine, and he wants to be in the time of this Khumra. So he says, you know what, I'll take my white wine, and I'll put in a few drops of grape juice, of red wine, in order to give it the red colour. One should avoid doing it that way round.
Yeah.
Because that way round, gets us into a question to a Khumra, but one should be misarming this, one shouldn't colour food, at least specifically for the sake of giving it good colour on Shabbos Yom. Rather, one should do the other way round. One should put into the cup a little bit of red.
Yeah.
And then one should pour into it the white, which is not considered severe, that's just considered lightening the red that is not true severe. So one should do it rather that way round, rather than the other way round. Okay, we'll stop it today.